AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump is endorsing New York's Elise Stefanik to take the number three leadership position for Republicans in the House. Wyoming's Liz Cheney, a critic of the former president, currently has the number three ranking. There's been a push to remove Cheney from leadership. President Biden's reaction?
It seems as though the Republican Party is trying to identify what it stands for. And they're in the midst of a significant sort of mini revolution.
The president says the country needs a two-party system and Republicans haven't figured out where they are at this point. The president had lunch at a restaurant in Washington today to push his big coronavirus rescue plan. He wants to pay for it, raising taxes for the rich.
It's fair to say this is about making the average multimillionaire pay just a fair share. It's not going to affect their standard of living a little bit.
The Labor Department says America lost nearly 2,700 dining establishments through last summer. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for coronavirus vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the latest report on the virus is very encouraging.
The models projected a sharp decline in cases by July 2021 and an even faster decline if more people get vaccinated sooner.
Facebook is still blocking former President Donald Trump, but board member Michael McConnell says a decision must be made in 6 months.
It must either restore Mr. Trump's account, finding that the period of suspension has met its purpose, make the suspension permanent, or suspend the account for a determinate period of time.
Facebook blocked Trump over comments leading up to the Capitol riot. This is AP News. Police near Dallas shot and killed a man who they say ran towards officers with a knife and club. His family said he had a walking stick and had a history of mental illness. Peloton is recalling its treadmills.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Peloton received 72 reports of adults, children, pets, or other items, such as exercise balls, being pulled under the rear of the treadmill. One child died following such an incident, and 29 others suffered cuts, broken bones, and other injuries. Peloton is best known for its stationary bikes, but it introduced the treadmill about 3 years ago and now calls it the Tread Plus. It costs more than $4,200. Those who own the treadmill can get a full refund from Peloton by November 6 of next year. I'm Ben Thomas.
CVS Health is now accepting walk-in customers for coronavirus vaccinations at all 8,300 of its stores that give out the shots. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.